Hey, Tristan D. Lala here. Sanctuary. Safe place. I decided to kick off my thought residency talking about how we take for granted so often the notion of having a sanctuary and a safe place to come home to. You know, one of my uncles once told me there's only two places a man should feel at ease, at peace, either in the grave or in his house, in his home. If you can't come home and feel safe, obviously this applies to women as well. If you can't come home and feel safe, something's wrong. And it's not just a place. It could be a meal. It could be a partner, a loved one. It could be a pillowcase. It could be a song. But I think all of us should have that something that allows us to feel that sense of, yeah, this brings me peace. I can come here. I can be myself. I can be free and safe from all the bullshit of the world. So my hope, my thought, is that we could all access that sanctuary in our own respective lives. Thought number one. Thought number two. As I'm walking down the street right now, I look up. I happen to be passing a courthouse. There's a big mural that says, "All human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights." Now, I'm just wondering, when does that come into effect? Because, you know, it's 2015 and ain't a damn thing changed, but, you know. Thought number three, you are worthy. Sometimes we don't feel like we are, but you are. You woke up this morning for a reason. Your life, your own personal evolution in life, whatever you've gone through, is worth celebrating. Don't you dare shrink yourself for someone else's comfort. Don't do it. Don't become small for other people who refuse to grow. It's none of your business. Just keep it pushing. Keep it moving. You are worthy. Everything that you have done up to this point is for a reason. If you don't know what your reason is that you woke up this morning, take a minute, meditate, find it. But know that you are worthy. Thought four. Three words. Black lives matter. If you can't say these three words and mean them, you're part of the problem. Simple. Thought five. Why do I love? I love because my love is not dependent on the object of love. My love is dependent on my state of being. So whether the other person changes, becomes different, friend turns into foe, doesn't matter. Because my love was never dependent on the other person. My love is my state of being. I simply love. Thought six. Location is everything. It ain't where you're from, it's where you're at. Or, it ain't where you're at, it's where you're going. Or, it ain't where you're going, it's how you get there. Or, know where you come from. The lesson, they're all correct, depending on the day. And different situations call for different mentalities. And whatever gets you through your day is your business. Location. Thought seven. So I am the annoying optimist in most circles of friends that I'm in. It's something I've learned to accept and embrace and never apologize for. These days when the world feels really far off with everything going on, I like to think of this quote from the Book of Awakening that I love. When life feels far off, remember that a flute is just something hard with holes in it until played. So too the heart, as matches are just sticks until lit, as ice is not quenching until thawed. Questions and problems remain obstacles until lived. In this way, the life of every soul waits like sheet music to be played. What good are we if never played? Thought 8. Picture your mind as being a house with four rooms, mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual. Every day, try and spend time in each room. It could be a substantial amount of time, or it could just be to air it out. But allow yourself that daily balance of spending time in each room. The mental room, the physical room, the emotional room, and the spiritual room. Thought 9 is going to be composed of thoughts from the Matrix that I love, straight up. Have you ever had a dream, Neo, that you were so sure was real? What if you were unable to wake from that dream? How would you know the difference between the dream world and the real world? What is real? How do you define real? If you're talking about what you can feel, what you can smell, what you can taste and see, then real is simply electrical signals interpreted by your brain. Thought 10. So you know when you're arguing with someone, maybe having a debate, you're just disagreeing, and you know exactly what the other person is saying, and you know that they know what you're saying. You're just using different language, different words. It's all just semantics. You ever just stop and think to yourself, this is fucking stupid. Like, we're talking about the same thing, but because I want to be right and because you want to be right, we refuse to find any common ground. It's dumb. It's fucking stupid. We need to stop, in a larger sense, we need to stop pretending like things don't exist so that we can just talk about it. Acknowledge things that exist. Fuck the language. Even though I'm saying something different in my words, you know what I'm talking about. Things exist. Let's acknowledge that. Sexism exists. Patriarchy exists. White supremacy exists. Racism exists. Misogyny exists. These things are real. Cultural appropriation is real. It exists. Because we call it different things doesn't mean that we can't be talking about and acknowledging the same thing. Let's just stop all the bullshit. Realize the world is fucked up. It doesn't have to be. We can change that. Yes, the utopian society we all strive for can exist, but let's just start with acknowledging each other, fuck the semantics, and moving on from there. Thought 11. Ask yourself this. How can I grow? What can I give? What can I celebrate? Instead of asking questions like, oh, why me? We have to ask ourselves empowering questions, right? Here's why. Every problem that you have is a question that's trying to ask itself. And every question is an answer trying to reveal itself. Every answer is an action trying to express itself. And every action is just a way of life trying to be born.
Thought 7. So I am the annoying optimist in most circles of friends that I'm in. It's something I've learned to accept and embrace and never apologize for. These days when the world feels really far off with everything going on, I like to think of this quote from the Book of Awakening that I love. When life feels far off, remember that a flute is just something hard with holes in it until played. So too the heart, as matches are just sticks until lit, as ice is not quenching until thawed. Questions and problems remain obstacles until lived. In this way, the life of every soul waits like sheet music to be played. What good are we if never played?
Thought 12. This is a piece I wrote about 10 years ago. Phoenix. Beautiful, mythical bird. After 1,000 years, when it is ready to live, it creates an elaborate nest of frankincense, myrrh, and other spices, sets it ablaze, enters it, and dies. I, you, and we too have the ability to do the same. Through whatever fire we may go through, we can come through it and manifest into our true selves, mocking our ashes, because they can't tell us who we should be. Beautiful, mythical second chance bird, arising from your very own ashes. You show me that mistakes don't permanently define us. Some cats on these streets don't get 9 lives. Burn yourself into my memory. We define us. I, me, you, you. Who are you? I am a phoenix. See you in the rebirth. This has been my 12th and final thought residency entry. Just remember, everybody's going through something, so be gentle with each other. And more importantly, be kind to yourself. Tristan DiLala, much love.